Pardon?
This beginning is safe enough. He just asks a simple question. Indeed, has God said? He chooses Elohim rather than Yahweh, the emphasis on sovereign Lord. And here you have the first question in the Bible. This is actually posing the first dilemma in human history. There were no dilemmas until this one. And the question is designed to start Eve on the path to doubting God's word. And doubting God's word is the essence of sin. You could actually translate this, so God has said, has he? And for the first time, the most deadly spiritual force was covertly smuggled into the world. What was it? The assumption that what God has said is subject to human judgment. And then Satan repeated essentially what God said, "You shall not eat from any tree of the garden." But he turns it from a positive to a negative, perverting and inverting the emphasis on not eating to press the issue of prohibition. And this is a setup for the main assault that is to come on the Word of God, as we'll see. The implication is a further step. God's Word can be, God's Word should be evaluated, judged, questioned. And he picks the issue of the limitation that God put on Adam and Eve, just that one tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And his point is to get them to believe, beginning with Eve, that God is unnecessarily restrictive. He's unnecessarily narrow, limiting. There's something in God's character, he implies, that makes him want to hold back something from you that you should have. He, for some reason, restrains your free will. And by restraining that, he's withholding some delight from you, some pleasure, some joy, some level of satisfaction, some fulfillment. You know, God, he wants to take away your choices. He wants to crimp your freedom. Limits your rights. You know what? Underneath it all, he might not really be that loving and caring.